A potential ALDS preview as the Astros take on the Red Sox at Fenway Park Thursday night. The Stros wasting little time getting on the board in the first. Base is loaded. It's Marwin Gonzalez facing Eduardo Rodriguez.
Into right center field. That ball is going to be troubled down and towards the wall. Springer scores. Altuve scores. Correa scores. And the Astros jump in front 3-0. Marwin Gonzalez clears the bases.
And Bregman drives this one pretty deep to left field. Benintendi is going back, looking up. See you later! Over the green monster and into the monster seat. A two-run home run for Alex Bregman.
Carlos Correa, who's absolutely on fire right now. Mr. Correa is down the right field line. That's got a chance to get down. It does, and it's going to bounce into the seats for a ground rule double by Correa on a bullet to right field.
Here's the 1-2. And McCann hits this one pretty well and pretty deep to right field. Betts is going back, looking up. See you later!
The Astros had never before scored 11 in three straight games, and for the first time ever, they scored 10 or more in four straight games. Gray is in a 10-for-13 stretch. That ball's into right field. Well struck. Going back, Mookie Betts. Looking up. This ball's gone! Correa has done it again! Opposite field home run, a two-run shot. The Astros lead 12-2.
The Astros remain one game behind the Indians for the best record in the AL as they hammer Boston 12-2. It's the first time in team history the Stros have scored 10 or more runs in four straight games. Carlos Correa, a huge game, going 4-for-4 with three RBIs and three runs scored. The Red Sox magic number to win the AL East is down to one after the Yankees fell to the Rays. The Astros remain one game behind the Indians for the best record in the AL. Manager A.J. Hinch talked about his team's hot play of late.
It's a great time to be putting up the kind of at-bats we are. We're pitching well, we're playing good defense. We just continue to play hard, play well. I mean, it's, you know, I've said it before, we have a good team, and especially when we get locked in like this where we're not giving away any at-bats, our offense can do some things.
How locked in is Correa right now? Everyone's talking about Altuve, but I think he's 11 of 14 the last three games.
Yeah, no, I watching him, when he's using the whole field, you know, he hit a home run to left yesterday. It's the home run to right center field, which is big man territory in this ballpark. Base hits here and there. I mean, it's impressive because he's getting comfortable. I think his timing's getting better. I think we can look forward to these kind of at-bats. He's a big-time player.
Your pitching's kind of been everyone's talking about offense, but your pitching's been really, really good the last, last couple of weeks as well. Is that as encouraging as what you
It is. Our starters, are all doing their job. Obviously, our bullpen, we haven't been able to rest some guys. I basically forced Joe and Giles into the game just because they hadn't pitched in 4 or 5 days. So, but the starting pitching sets a tone. And, you know, to a man, those guys have gone out and set a good tone, pitched well. We get into the games, we give them some run support, they pitch even better. Everything's going right now.
Peacock finishes his regular season with a 3 ERA and 132 innings. How would you kind of sum up what you expected coming into the year versus what you got?
You know, I think he's stepped up in every opportunity he's been given. I mean, he's done it. I mean, he's evolved as a pitcher. His confidence is sky high. His production is great. Obviously his breaking ball and his fastball were both very effective tonight, as it's been the whole year. It's hard to describe the kind of year that he and the importance that he's had. He's one of our MVPs of our team just because of how he stepped into the opportunity and not only just filled in but dominated. So he's very much a big reason why we're where we're at.
Carlos Correa, huge game with 4 hits, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. He talked about the big contingent of Astros fans at Fenway after the game.
It's amazing. From the 7th inning on, it felt like we were at Minute Maid for a little bit. You know, the Astros fans sitting here, it was awesome. You know, it's just amazing to see the fans supporting our team.
Very unusual here at Fenway Park. All right, another great day for you, another 4 hits, 3rd home run in your last 2 games. What does it feel like to be you stepping into the box these days?
I feel very confident. I feel really good. I feel like I'm having good at bats, swinging at good pitches. And, you know, that's the key to success for all the hitters, you know, swinging at good pitches and putting them in play hard.
You guys facing a good team, a playoff team right here in the last series. And then Eduardo Rodriguez, a really good pitcher who could be a potential playoff starter. What was key against him early?
Just getting good pitches to hit, trying to not chase. And, you know, we put great at-bats together. I think we put pressure on him early. He had to show all he got on the first inning. And then after that, we all saw what he got, and then we were able to put good at-bats.
This is the fourth straight game where you guys have put at least 11 runs on the board, and you've had stretches like this throughout the season where everyone seemed to be clicking, but what is it like when this group just really gets going on a tear like this?
It's just scary when our lineup gets going, you know, from 1 to 9, I feel like everybody can hit a homer, everybody can go out there and be the hero of that night. It seems like every single night we have a different hero, and that's really important for a team like our team.
Alex Bregman with his 18th homer of the season and the victory, he spoke after.
Yeah, I had to make up for the first inning. It was a good team win, and it was fun to play here. They had some great fans showed up, and it was rocking early, and I'm proud of our team. Yeah, I mean, everybody's putting good swings on balls, swinging good pitches to hit, not chasing balls that are marginal out of the zone, and I think we're just putting together good at-bats right now, and couldn't be a more perfect time for it.
As well as you guys have played, not only offensively pitching, as you have all year, as you head into the playoffs here.
Yeah, this is what we want to be doing. We want to be playing some good baseball going into the postseason, and especially against a good team like the Red Sox, and putting up some runs against a good starter. And I'm pretty sure we'll see him again in the postseason, so now we've got to see him once.
Brad Peacock picked up his 13th win of the season. He talked after the game.
I know I've struggled against him in the past, but it felt good to get a decent start against him. I did pretty well.
What was behind that? What did you do so well tonight?
Just fastball command. I mean, I didn't really have a normal slider, but I got through it. It was decent enough. Got through it. Made pitches when I need to.
Look back on this whole year. You came to spring, didn't know where you stood, started in the bullpen, and now you're one of the most dependable starters. Just how do you sum up the way the last few months have gone?
I don't know, man. It's just been a great year for me. Not worked hard this offseason, and changed some things up. No, it worked, but just gonna keep grinding and try to do well in the playoffs for sure.
I feel like you're in a good place going into the playoffs.
Definitely. I felt good tonight. Body feels great. That's key for me.
The series against the Red Sox continues on Friday with Charlie Morton on the hill.